Hi, I'm Maria Hahn with Shirley's Gourmet Popcorn Company, and you're listening to Social Geek Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Franchise Foundry and Minolto Social Media Management. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hi there, this is Deb Evans coming to you from Houston for Social Geek Radio.
And Jack Munson from Chicago, Illinois on Social Geek Radio. How are you doing tonight, Deb?
I'm doing well. And Jack, I have to say that I'm really enjoying the time that our partners have given us in doing these great intros for Social Geek Radio every week. They're phenomenal. What do you think?
Oh, I love it. And tonight was Maria Hahn, who was kind enough to give us a little bit of time and do some recording with us last week at the IFAFAN Public Affairs Conference in Washington, D.C. So it was great to see Maria again. And thanks so much to Maria for giving us a little bit of time to record an intro for Social Geek Radio.
Yeah, it's always good to spend time with our franchise friends, but then promote them as well, and Shirley's Popcorn and Maria, and so that's great. So this week we have a guest that's outside of our usual networking of the franchisors or franchisees or franchise suppliers, and it's somebody that I met when I was at the Periscope Summit in New York City, and it's Kathy Terrell. And she is an e-commerce consultant with using eBay and Etsy. And it's something that I don't think we've ever had this conversation before.
I don't think so. We're disrupting ourselves, which is good.
It's all good. So, Kathy, it was great meeting you in New York City. And thank you so much for giving us some time to talk about e-commerce. And I don't want to say a tagline, but I love your business. I love to be selling.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, and I love talking about eBay, and I love talking about Etsy.
So, I mean, that's a different market for Jack mm-hmm. and I. I think I've bought things from eBay. I know my family has. my family really has.
I will convert you. You will become an eBay shopper.
Well, that's cool. That's what I want to do. I want to learn everything that I need to know. So, you know, and I'm familiar with both platforms, and sure. I've seen them. But, you know, tell us a little bit about this whole e-commerce and, you know, is it easy to acquire customers through these platforms?
That's what I was going to suggest. I mean, I'll be honest, a lot of times when I talk to small and medium businesses, they overlook eBay and they overlook Etsy for customer acquisition, and it's actually a great low-cost way to acquire customers. Just for you to know, for instance, on eBay, you can have a store open with your branding in under an hour, depending on how much you're uploading as far as inventory. When somebody shops with you, so let's say you have your items on eBay. When somebody shops with you, when you mail them their package, you can put any insert you want in the package. So I can put an insert in encouraging them to come shop with my website with a discount code or whatever you want to do. It is totally legal on eBay. You can't put branding in the description saying, oh, if you like this item, come to my website to get it for 20% cheaper. You can't do that. But in the insert, you can put anything you want about your own website. And I work with many merchants where they'll put a discount code in to help drive traffic to their website. And that is totally legal. Just for you to know, it is not legal on Amazon. You can actually get booted off Amazon for doing it. But eBay, you're fine. So that's what I encourage people is, you know this, both of you know this, customer acquisition is a huge cost for most businesses. With eBay, you can have what's called a basic store for as little as $16 a month. It's actually $15.95 a month. Now, there are, you know, final value fees that will go up from there, but just a basic store to have your presence on eBay and you get 150 listings with that is $15.95 a month. I mean, you can't beat that.
Right. That's, I mean, that's something that I wouldn't have thought about. You know, it's like,
right?
And I said my family shops and buys on eBay, but I don't think anyone that I know of has thought about actually opening up their own store.
Go on eBay when you have time, both of you. You will be surprised at the very large brands that are now on eBay. Again, eBay has changed enormously. It's always been a great selling platform, but the big brands have discovered its value, and you will find Best Buy is on eBay.
Wow.
You will find Overstock.com is on eBay, and they're using their branding, so you absolutely know who they are. The USPS is on eBay selling stamps.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. I'm saying seriously, jump on and just search, you know, some brands and some products that you might like, and they're being very smart because you can use your branding. So let's say you're Deb's, I'm trying to think of it, dress shop. You're Deb's dress shop, okay? And you have Deb's Dress Shop, but Deb's Dress Shop is also your .com, okay? Use that as your store name on eBay. Use that as your username on eBay. Most eBay shoppers aren't stupid, and if they see you and they see good branding and they see that you're clearly a very professional seller, which certainly most of the people listening to this program would be, is they're going to go on Google and Google it, and they'll find you. The other thing is eBay pays for Google AdWords, and a lot of them, they pay an enormous amount of money for Google AdWords. If you search for a lot of items just on the internet, you'll find eBay consistently is on the first page for that item that you're looking for, okay? So, again, absolutely, you know, as a business, you know, there's things that you'll be paying for to help drive business to your website. But why not take advantage of eBay buying all those Google AdWords to bring
Whoa.
People to your presence on eBay?
Sure.
That alone is huge.
Yeah, so it's really an SEO play, right? Because
even
if you're not selling a ton of inventory on eBay, just having the store there, right, is going to ensure you some sort of placement in search results.
That's what I was thinking, Jack, especially for smaller, medium businesses, because you're going up against the big guys that have staffs that smaller businesses just don't have and have budgets. You know, Macy's has a budget that I don't have, okay? So, you know, how can I be as competitive as I possibly can? eBay is a great, great, great solution.
Yeah.
And again, you can have your own branding. So really for a minimal cost, so whatever branding you have as far as artwork that you're currently using on your site, obviously you'll need to resize things and be within the parameters that eBay gives you. But it's not that hard. It doesn't take that long. If you're not up for resizing your things, certainly that can be done pretty low cost. And I am not kidding you. You can have your presence and be up and running on eBay in under an hour.
Wow.
That's
so,
fast.
You
especially
know,
with fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You know, we're working
so
hard
right
now. In fact, that's a webinar I'm doing next week on eBay stores is all about making sure you're ready for fourth quarter. But you can do it now. It is not too late. So hopping on a store now, you know this, because Google takes about 30 days to index. It's going to really help you with those sales in November and December.
Right. So if you got on now, 30 days from now, we're still in November. We're still in prime shopping season. So if somebody is interested in learning more about that and maybe watching or reviewing the webinar you're doing next week, where can we send people to go to check out that webinar, Kathy?
Great question, Jack. The easiest thing, honestly, is either just Google my.com, which is I love to be selling, and that's I, like the letter I, love, L-O-V-E, 2-T-O-V-E, selling.com. I'm also on Facebook, Google+, but the Facebook business page or the .com, and you'll see links for the webinar. It's the top-rated seller webinar. And it's on getting your eBay store ready for fourth quarter for holiday sales. And
perfect.
As long as you just link and register, then you have unlimited access to the replay. And I'm going to go much more detailed than we can cover on setting up your store and optimizing your store.
Excellent. Very timely. Very timely. You know, the other thing that I liked what you were saying too is I'm kind of blown away by the number of large brands, like you mentioned Best Buy and a few others that have eBay stores. But, you know, we talk about this a lot on Social Geek Radio, where you want to reach all of your customers in all of these different mm-hmm. places. You know, in the social media yeah. world, you can't just focus on Facebook because some people use Twitter or some people are
exactly.
prone to using Instagram or, you know, 10 other social media sites. And it's really sort sure. of the same thing when it comes to customers. There may be some people who are more prone to purchasing via eBay than they are from just going to a website like BestBuy.com. So it's very yeah. logical that these big brands are set up to catch those consumers as well.
The other thing, Jack, is that I just wanted to mention, if you sell a service, you'll be surprised how many services you can list on eBay. So again, if any of your franchisees or your listeners are listening and they're going, I don't sell a tangible good, I'm a designer or I have a consulting service, go on eBay. You will be surprised how many consulting services and design services are having themselves on eBay. And again, and Deb, you brought up a good point because your family's shopping on eBay. You'll be on eBay and you'll be shopping. So you'll be buying a dress or a pair of shoes or a TV set. Don't forget eBay Motors. People will be shopping for cars. And, you know, all of a sudden they go, oh, well, what about this? And they'll type in and they'll look for something else and they'll find your item because they're right. just spending time on eBay, looking at items, and they'll end up finding your thing because you went to the trouble to put yourself on eBay. eBay does retargeting ads, too, because I'll be shopping on eBay and then I'll hop over to Facebook and the item that I was looking at on eBay is following me now on Facebook.
Yes.
And they're doing that. That's all part of your listing fee, final value fee. So you can take advantage of the retargeting, too, that's done automatically for you.
You know, I had no idea that you didn't have to have a tangible item to sell on eBay to be a seller. I had
yeah.
Jack, did you know this?
I feel
out of touch.
I really didn't. I feel like I'm way behind on my on my
now
eBay inventory.
No, which is great. Now some things, for instance, you've got to read the rules. So some things, let's say you're offering them some kind of download, some things like that, you have to offer a tangible good with it. So you'd have to include mailing them a CD or a DVD.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's getting into that kind of thing of digital goods, just read all the fine mm-hmm. print on that so that you're within the protocols. And certainly you can reach out to eBay customer service. But yeah, there's designers. I mean, you can go on and people that design headers and websites and eBay-related things, but also general .coms. And again, they're using it, yes, to reach out to the eBay sellers and the eBay selling community, but also the greater design community, because it's another way to get your products found and mm-hmm. get it found on Google search.
So if you were to advise business owners that are going to start using eBay, mm-hmm. I guess some of the things that you could help them with is choosing what to sell on eBay,
yeah.
but then the pricing as well. Isn't there a perception that if you buy it on eBay, you're going to find it cheaper on eBay versus their website or at Best Buy or anything
like
that?
It's a good point, honestly. What I would suggest is it's like any marketplace, whatever your item is, I would certainly search on eBay like a customer and see what the prices are. The other thing, Deb and Jack, is it's not just what it's listed for, it's what it sells for. So you'll want to do something, and this is a great thing you can do on eBay, and it's free. So you'll search for the item. So again, let's say I'm searching for a pink pogo stick. So I search for pink pogo sticks, and I see a variety, and I see different prices, and different things offered with that. Then what you'll do is you click a tab that's right there next to the search bar called Advanced Search, and you'll click that. And then you'll click Completed Listings. Anything where the price is in green, it means that's what it sold for. And if there's no green, it means it didn't sell. And then you'll see what sold for what. When you do that, do go in and look at the listing. Sometimes it's sold because it's shipped international, because some sellers will only, like a tangible good, like a dress, they're mm-hmm. only shipping to the United States, they're only in the U.S. and Canada, and the one that's shipped globally sold. So always take a look at, if you're selling a tangible good, what the conditions were. Maybe the new ones are selling, the used ones aren't, if you're selling merchandise, like a lot of people still use electronics on eBay. So always check condition, check where they're shipping. And certainly feedback is going to go, because that goes to buyer trust of the seller. So all of that will impact. But you got to see if it sells, because it can be a great item, and it might sell really well off your website, and for some reason it just doesn't sell on eBay. And again, you could have an item that's very slow moving on your website, like, wow, I just wish this thing would sell. You go on eBay and you find out, oh my goodness, this thing rock and rolls on eBay for $2 less than what I'm selling. What the heck? Let me lower it $2, throw it on eBay and get it sold.
So you're almost using eBay as a test market, right?
Totally.
With you know, it could be different pricing. It could be different taglines or maybe even, you know, photos of the item or description of the service or something like that. That's a very interesting idea too. And, you know, every marketer is looking at A/B testing in multiple ways right now.
Yeah.
You could sell it one way on eBay and a different way on a website, see what's working and then step on the gas.
And also bringing that up is definitely look at product bundling too, because it might sell like two together sells better than one alone.
Mm-hmm.
If you somehow have something that can go with it. So let's say, I'm trying to think of something. Let's say it's the skirt, and the skirt for some reason doesn't seem to sell by itself, but it sells when I put a top with it. You know, the lipstick by itself doesn't sell, but when I sell the lipstick in lots of three, then it does sell. So always take a look at product bundling, especially at the holidays. If you have anything that's gift baskety, where I could bundle, so like shampoo with conditioner, body lotion with body scrub, maybe with a loofah in a cute basket and a bow. Always think about product bundling for the holidays. But even if you don't sell something that's sort of in that category, think again, can I bundle this somehow? Can I do it somehow so it's a little bit different and they feel like they're getting more value for maybe only a dollar more, $2 more, 20% more? Always look at bundling.
Wow. So with most of social platforms and selling and websites and things like that, one of the things I know a small business owner or a business owner is going to want to know is how mobile friendly is eBay?
Mobile friendly. That's a great question, Deb. I was just at eBay 20, which was eBay's 20th anniversary celebration in San Jose. eBay just threw a wonderful party in September. Excuse me. There was over 1,000 sellers came in from around the world, as well as the eBay employees. And Devin Wenig gave a wonderful address. He's the CEO of eBay. So these are absolutely current statistics, because I was taking a look at some of eBay statistics on mobile. eBay's mobile app is available in 190 countries.
Oh, my God.
Okay? They have had mobile app downloads. This is statistics that were given out in September. The mobile app's been downloaded globally 279 million times. Okay? Sales on the mobile apps exceed 20 billion. Items that are listed on mobile, 1.2 billion. So I'm not kidding you. eBay is absolutely cutting edge on mobile. They actually just put out a new update. It was part of the eBay 20 event, which is called eBay 4.0. If you Google it, you'll find it. So that they're syncing now. It used to be where the way eBay would look on Android versus iOS versus tablets would be quite different, and now it's all synced. So it's a uniform look, which makes it much easier for shoppers. It's also easier for sellers. Some sellers, you could revise an item on your mobile. You can answer customer service questions on your mobile. So they really work very, very hard at being absolutely cutting edge, absolutely on top of mobile technology, and on mobile sales, because more and more sellers, I help run a Facebook group for eBay store owners called eBay Stores, Nothing But eBay Stores. And every month eBay sends sellers, both that have a store and without a store, a letter letting them know various stats for their businesses. And one of the stats is how many sales were touched by mobile. And most people know it's anywhere from 25 up to almost 50%, depending on the categories they're in, the sale is touched by mobile.
Is there anything special a seller or an eBay store has to do to get ready for mobile or to make their products more mobile friendly? Or does eBay take care of all of that on the eBay end?
They do a lot on their end, Jack. That's a great question. No, there's absolutely things you can do to be mobile friendly. One is to make sure you really have great pictures. Pictures are key for mobile. It's best, again, I realize a lot of times people use stock pictures. I totally understand. If you can do a real picture, that is best, and you want to do more than one. So even if you're using stock pictures, try to have two or three pictures up because it's just going to help you better. On your title, you want it to make sense, you know, that it's not just endless keywords, so that it has some kind of grammatical sense to it, and that you're leading with your most important keywords. So you wouldn't lead with something like new, rather you would lead with product name, brand is going to be your best, because just like with Google search, your keyword order matters besides your choice of keywords. eBay has an item-specific field that is very important, especially if you're new to selling on eBay. You want to make sure that's fully filled in. Some items sell with a catalog page, like if you're selling electronics or a DVD or CD. If it's not a catalog page, it will ask you for things like color, size, condition. And make sure, no matter how you're uploading your items, that is fully filled in, because that greatly impacts your search, not only on eBay, but on Google, and all of that's impacting your mobile. Your description, you want to do size 14 font. You don't want to do super small, because it's incredibly hard to read on mobile. You want a left margin everything, don't paragraph format, bullet point style, but with sentences and with grammar. And again, lead with your most important information. And don't just copy and paste your title and plop it in your description. You want to write something that's interesting, but still keyword rich, and especially in your first sentence or two. So you wouldn't just say, you know, Samsung phone and the make and the model, be like, are you looking for the Samsung? I'm just going to make something up, 5.0 Galaxy. Here it is. It's in pink, blah, blah, blah. And then you fill it in with all the pertinent data. And don't, older eBay form, especially if you're selling collectibles, you don't want to do a long, long, long story about the item. Really stick to the facts, the size, the color, the shape, any condition notes you want to give. So, for instance, if you are selling used electronics, that you're only selling for parts, you want to make that clear. But really, just good, just as you would do on your website, is good, clear description, good keywords, but definitely left margin, definitely size 14 font, black and white, don't put colors in. Get all your pictures up at the top. You don't want to be embedding pictures in your description, because it's not mobile friendly. You know what it is? Because you want to be able to scroll up and down easily on the listing, Jack. And if you embed a lot of pictures and have an extremely long description, it's just you're doing a lot of left to right swiping, which people prefer just to go up and down. And the it takes too long to upload when they're pulling up your listing. That's why short, yeah, sweet, to the point, good pictures.
Yeah, and especially I was thinking about that when we were talking about the mobile aspect of this. The more things that it takes to upload someone while they're, you know, sitting in an airport or sitting at a bus stop or wherever, and they're you know, checking on some items, if it takes too long for things to load, we know how consumers are. They're on to the next thing, right?
It's totally true. If it's not up in a couple of seconds, they're like, to heck with you, and they're back to search and they're looking for something else.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess especially with the descriptions and the photos and everything, there are so many sellers that are selling something that other people are selling as well. So you're really competing for attention and space on that person's mobile phone.
It's totally true.
Very good. Excellent. Well, Kathy, thanks so much for joining us on Social Geek Radio
Absolutely
tonight.
My pleasure.
And once again, your website is ilovetobeselling.com. Probably my favorite URL of the year. And people can get some more information there as far as your webinar, which is going live this week. Yeah. And if they've got any other questions or would like to engage you for some consulting or anything like that, what's the best way for people to reach you at that same website?
Again, right on the website, it says to contact me, and you can also just grab yourself a consultation right there, too. I'm glad to work with sellers and, you know, help them really make sure their listings on eBay are optimized. I can also help them all of that it's optimized and that they're ready for fourth quarter and the best sales yet, because it's going to be a great fourth quarter on eBay. We didn't talk Etsy so much, but also if people have collectibles or craft items, it's great to cross-sell on Etsy, and I'm glad to help them with that, too.
Very nice. Well, it was great fun to meet you in New York City at Periscope.
It was great to meet you too. Wasn't that a fun summit? I learned
it was, and I've been watching your scope, so you know we
thank
can't forget
you.
You know Periscope, and so you can find Kathy on Periscope. But thank you so much for joining us. I can certainly see why you are the eBay top-rated silver power seller. You have a lot to offer. Thanks for joining us, and thank you to everybody else who's tuned in to Social Geek Radio.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye.